Happy New Year. Where are you? Well, how's your boy doing?
Fine, thank you.
Does the Senate have a quorum?
Nice
Christmas. Does the Senate have a quorum?
Yeah, and they agreed to time limit, so they should be through before the afternoon's too far gone, you tell me.
Carl, I'm going to have to veto this public works bill.
The public works?
Yeah. The public works. It's got in it a provision that requires, it's an unconstitutional provision that requires us to, before we dispose or transfer anything by the Panama Canal Company, to keep the appropriate legislative committee, get their approval. And four presidents and four attorney generals have all held this is an unconstitutional provision. Now, if you'll take it out, we can, first when you get back there, well, I'll approve it right away just as soon as you get that provision out. I don't think it's sufficient importance to cause us any concern. My reason for calling you was because this Short Mountain Lock and Dam in Oklahoma is involved in it. And at the Grayson Reservoir in Kentucky and across Florida Barge Canal and Canaveral Harbor and Frying Pan in Colorado and the San Juan in New Mexico and the John Day in Oregon and Puget Sound in Washington.
Well, isn't the war rake in Oklahoma
there? No, it doesn't point it out. It may be, but they just point out that these are the ones that there's some heat on. And they say the method of dealing this kind of provision in the past is point out that it's illegal, but the four attorney generals have held that this is an unconstitutional provision, and I don't like to be signing them if I could avoid it. And I just thought if I I don't think that Panama Canal provision strong enough. I imagine Public Works, you could get them to take it out if we send it back up to them, and it's just authorizing legislation anyway. And you're going to have, when you come back up there, you're going to have time to do it. I just thought I ought to talk to you, though, before I did anything.
Let me ask you this. Did you know that this includes these basin authorizations where they shut down?
The what?
These basin authorizations where the river projects are shut down.
Well, I think it, I don't know what all it includes. The memo that they've given me, it's a $4 billion bill, and it shows about a dozen of them that are rather important to individual congressmen, but the congressmen, I just decided I'd call.
Part of it isn't nearly as important as the other. The really important thing is that the basin work on the Ohio, the Arkansas, the California project, Brazos, the Texas, there's a number that involves over 130 congressmen. You know,
well, should we approve an unconstitutional one?
No, I don't mean that, but it was awfully hard to get it through because Cliff Davis just raised Cain. We finally got him to call it up. We had a big fight between the Senate and the House. He had to go along with Cliff, vote against Mike Mansfield's project over there to get him to go at all. You know, he got mad about that big project Mike had. But you see what this did? They took this basin authorization. That authorized additional funds for entire basins, which apparently you have to do before you can go ahead with individually authorized projects. But these fellows loaded it with several of those big popular projects in various parts of the country. And that's why it is, and Ohio's already going down. The California project has been down in the Los Angeles area for more than a month, or about 2 months. They've raised local money to kind of halfway keep it going. And you've got the Brazos in your own state. The Ohio's got, I don't know, 30-some-odd congressmen are interested in that. Ohio's got it.
Well, if I just vetoed it and said I'd consider approving it immediately if you take this provision out, they could get on it the first week and pass it right back. Don't you think so?
I would think so.
You don't think I ought to sign it when they all tell me it's unconstitutional?
No, I don't.
Now, I'll work with the committee as quietly on anything that they want to know. As a matter of fact, my trouble is I consult too much. But I'll consult with them, but I don't want to sign a bill that requires me to.
No, of course. I don't think anybody else would want to.
Now, let me give you these, and you can just kind of tell them you was talking to me on something else you run into them. Okay. It's a Grayson Reservoir in Kentucky. That's Perkins. It's a Bob Kerr Short Mountain Lock and Dam, Oklahoma. Incidentally, Bob Jr.'s plane wheel collapsed on him yesterday. It's damn wonder they hadn't all been killed. Down here. They came down to Sierra Heart and landed, and the damn wheel collapsed. He and Dean McGee. The Cross Florida Barge Canal. That's Herlong and Sykes and Bennett and Matthews. Canaveral Harbor, Matthews. Gloucester Harbor, Massachusetts, Representative Bates. Frying Pan, Arkansas, Alec and Dominic, and Aspinall and Chenoweth.
All right.
San Juan, Chama, New Mexico. That's Montoya and Morris. John Day Keeler Line in Oregon.
Did they have one
North Carolina? Puget Sound Area Service Facilities. No, but here's what they say. These are typical projects that could not be started if the bill is vetoed, and here are the people that are particularly interested in them.
Let me ask you this. Are you talking about the authorization bill or the appropriation?
Talking about the authorization. That's a... It's a $4.4 billion public works appropriation bill.
Well, I thought you were talking about the...
No, no, it's the appropriation bill.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. Well, it's got something all of them that appropriation.
H.R. 9140.
Every Congress. I've got.
Well, why don't you find out what that damn Panama Canal provision is?
All right. I'll do that right now.
And talk to them, and you can get me back here later this afternoon. I'll be leaving, but...
I can handle that bill himself. And Mike Kerwin. Joe Evans, Ben Jensen. I'll try to get you. I can get you to the White House, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the appropriation.
Yes, sir. I'm talking about the Public Works Appropriation of $4.4 billion. It's H.R. 9140.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Now, here's what it. Those are the principal ones. But what it does is legislative committees are required to be cleared to any disposal or transfer action taken by the Panama Canal Company.
What's that now?
The appropriate legislative committees are required to have approval of any disposal or transfer actions taken by the Panama Canal Company.
Right.
Now, I don't know who's interested in the Panama Canal Company. Somebody's after them up there, I'd gather. Because they say any disposal or transfer that's taken. Let me see if I can get that statement over there, Jack. Provision in Title I of the bill would bar the disposal or transfer of any real property to the use of real property activity by the Panama Canal Company except to another federal agency unless specifically approved by the appropriate legislative committee of the House and Senate. This provision, if followed, would constitute a serious limitation on the statutory authority of the corporation to enter into transactions for the use or disposal of its real property. It would prevent dispositions required by changes in programs authorized by law. It could create severe administrative problems, prevent the exercise of functions into foreign affairs, and hamper the fulfillment of treaty obligations. I've been informed by the Department of Justice the provision is invalid and unconstitutional. Statutory provisions of this type have been uniformly considered unconstitutional by previous presidents and attorney generals on the ground that they involve either an unconstitutional delegation to congressional committees of powers which reside only in the Congress as a whole, or an attempt to confer executive powers on the committees in violation of the principle of separation of powers prescribed in Article 1 and 2 of the Constitution. I fully concur in these views. When the unconstitutional provision is removed, I should be glad to consider approval of the bill promptly. A brief further delay in the enactment of this legislation should not adversely affect the national interest or seriously hamper agency operation. Now the question... Yeah, and I think maybe you ought to talk maybe to the Senate committee, tell them you all originated, but that the justice says it's unconstitutional, this provision, and they want their president signing a bill that's unconstitutional. Talk to Lou about it. I could issue a statement. I rather think you oughtn't to get in the habit of whittling away this stuff. And you give me a ring back in an hour or so. Any other news?
No, sir, except we expect to adjourn this afternoon.
How's your wife?
She's pretty good.
When's she going to have that operation?
Well, whenever the doctor gets around to thinking it's
possible. Yeah, well, give her a hug for me, and I hope you have a wonderful new year, and you've been a tower of strength, and I sure do appreciate you. Bye.